एक मिनट रुक जाओ, रेडी होने दो। चलो ये कर लेते हैं, दिस कुड बी अ ग्रेट इंट्रो।
हाय, आई एम अक्षय।
हाय, दिस इज सौरभ एंड यू आर लिसनिंग टू द फाउंडर थीसिस पॉडकास्ट। वी मीट सम ऑफ द मोस्ट सेलिब्रेटेड स्टार्टअप फाउंडर्स इन द कंट्री
एंड वी वांट टू लर्न हाउ टू बिल्ड अ यूनिकॉर्न।
हाय, दिस इज शलाज हियर, आई एम फाउंडर ऑफ डॉटपे।
If there's one person whom you can call as the fintech guru of India, then it would probably be Shailaz Nag. Shailaz co-founded PayU, which is one of the rare profitable fintech startups in India and is also a global behemoth. Over his 8-year stint at PayU, he made PayU into a diversified and profitable business by pursuing both organic and inorganic growth opportunities. But that's not all you'll get to hear in this episode. In 2020, Shailaz started his next venture, DotPay, which is focused on making offline businesses go digital and equipping them with all the tools available to their online competitors. And DotPay is already setting records, having recently closed a Series A funding round of $27.5 million from the likes of Google, InfoEdge, PayU, who all believe that the startup is going to fundamentally change the way offline entrepreneurs compete in the increasingly online-dominated world. Here's Shailaz telling Akshay Dutt about growing up and understanding his father's principles.
So look, honestly speaking, my dad passed away very, very early stage in my life when I was studying, very early stage of my studying career, right?
How old were you?
I think I was 20.
Oh, acha. He was the only earning member?
He was. No, my mom was a clerk. My dad was an assistant engineer in PHCD, which is Waterworks in Rajasthan government. Both of them were earning. But we had, my dad had his family, old typical Indian families where you need to, you have sisters, your brothers, needs to get them married, needs to get them educated and everything. He had full responsibilities towards it. And same with my mom. Mom was the eldest. She has three siblings, and her parents also passed away when she was 10. So there were a lot of responsibility both of them had towards their family. Both of them were earning, but both of them had full responsibilities. Now, coming back to your question on what our father did, actually what I am today is because of my father's principles. I still tell my mom that if I would have listened to my father properly during my teenage days, I would have been a much, much better person than what I am today.
What were his principles? Like, you know, what did you like?
Yeah, like two, three things which is in my life is very clearly is being true to yourself very clearly. So you should not give a false hopes to yourself. You should never give a false hopes to somebody else. And don't live in a false world, right? That's one thing which is very, very critical. That,
like, honesty.
Yeah, honesty to other people and honesty to yourself also, both, right? If you're honest to yourself, you'll be honest to the other person also.
Mm-hmm. He was a Gandhian, yeah? Like, he believed in the Gandhi principle of...
Yeah, I can tell you his stories. Means, amazingly, what he believed in, he actually preached it also. So... That's one. Second stuff which is very, very clearly is relationships. See, he always fundamentally believed in relationships. And that came naturally to me also because of him. He was a very hasmukh guy. Though we are doing a podcast, you haven't met him in person because you're in Japan. But if you meet me, I'm a hasmukh. So I love...
नहीं, वो तो पता लग रहा है. मतलब वो बिना मिले ही पता लग रहा है.
So it is like he used to smile, build relationships, and I saw that. I saw that. You won't believe when he passed away when I was 20 years of age. My school bus driver came on his funeral. Can you beat it?
Wow.
Right? My dad's 10 year before, a Jeep driver who used to pick him up for the office and everything came in, right? His labor, his peon 15 years back from Chittor came to Udaipur to foreign on his death, right? I saw all kinds of people from topmost to the lowest most came on his death. So I've seen this personally, what his relationship meant for him. I've seen it. I'll give you another story, which I don't know whether you will want to keep it or not, but personal note, I still say to this to my wife. My dad passed away. He left with a loan of almost 8 lakh rupees. At that time, 8 lakh rupees was like today 8 lakh rupees, right?
Bilkul. This was which year when he passed away?
This is, I think, 1999-2000 time, right?
And aap kya kar rahe the us time pe? Like, you must have been a student.
I was doing my CA, Chartered Accountancy. So look, this is what relationship matters to them. Now, pehle kya hota tha, loans aapko bank se asani se nahi milte the. Personal loan ka koi concept nahi hota. So, unhone apne kisi dost se loan liya tha. Dost matlab koi acquaintance hota aapka in your professional world. He took a loan and that time, for people to save taxes, they used to put the loan in amount into the diaries. So they will put 8 lakh rupees as 8 in the diary, right? So that income tax, if it comes in, they don't come to know, right? Now, I had no paperwork with that guy. My dad never had a paperwork with him and he passed away. And I was supposed to, he cannot come to us and ask us some money, right? He had no legality to ask us to.
कोई कॉन्ट्रैक्ट नहीं था कुछ
माय मॉम वाज वेरी ट्रूथफुल टू देम ही सेड वी गोना गिव देम मनी टू बैक सो वी डिसाइडेड टू गिव वी स्टार्टेड गिविंग मनी बैक टू हिम इन अ पोर्शंस एंड ही केम टू मी एंड ही केम टू मी एंड क्राइड इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी एंड सेड यू नो तेरे को कभी भी पैसे की जरूरत हो ना भेज दे फिर समझ इस ऐसे लोगों में पैसे देते नहीं है तुम लोगों ने पैसे दिए राइट सो That's second thing which I learned. But the important thing is the relationship building is a very critical exercise. You live and last for your relationships. Money will keep on come and go in life. Right? But what you live for relationships. Right? So be truthful to yourself. Relationships are very important. And third, people say time is money. But he actually told me time is money. Right? How to. He used to wake me up at 5:30 in the morning and I used to go and play cricket. Right, and then he has to go to school, then he goes to come back to school, and then study, and then go back to cricket, and all said and done. He used to tell me time is money, and how he used to preach it very clearly. He used to tell me very clearly on this, right? Because he used to always tell me, beta, समय चला जाएगा, समय वापस नहीं आएगा, बाकी सारी चीजें वापस आ जाएगी.
हाँ, पैसे की कोई लिमिट नहीं है, समय तो 24 घंटे ही है.
So three things: truthful रहो, relationship रखो, और time की कीमत समझो, right? Now you can correlate these things very clearly. कि time की कीमत समझोगे और साथ में relationship रहेंगे और truthful रहोगे, so there's no looking back for your life.
हाँ, बिल्कुल. That's a good formula for like long-term success.
तो time अगर आप सही से utilize करो, means आप मेहनत कर रहे हो. और सच्चे हो, तो सच्ची तरह से मेहनत कर रहे हो. Right? और आपके relationship से हैं, तो opportunity आपके लिए जिंदगी में खुलती जाएगी.
So मतलब So at the age of 20, you are now suddenly like the man of the house with an 8 lakh rupee loan and you're also not yet qualified. You're still doing your CA. So phir uske baad kya kiya aapne?
Yeah, let's give a credit to mom. So second day of my dad's death, all of my family members are sitting. My CA principals, my friends, everybody came into to meet me also in second day, third day types, right? And second day, and everybody was telling that dad was a government servant. He's 52. To dad ki jage LDC clerk ki naukri kar sakta hai. So why don't you go and pick it that up? Because you don't have money now to sustain in life, right? So how you then? Mom is LDC, so if she watch her, she earns 6,000 rupees, 7,000 rupees a month. How will you live your life? Because you have loans of home, you have loans of this stuff. And credit goes to mom. Mom said, no way. राइट मम्मी ने क्लियरली बोला कि नहीं नहीं मेरा बच्चा पढ़ेगा कहाँ से भी पढ़ाऊंगी मैं देखूंगी ठीक है तो मम्मा ने बोला कि मैं पढ़ाऊंगी मेरा बच्चा पढ़ेगा क्योंकि शॉर्ट टर्म के लिए मेरे लॉन्ग टर्म स्ट्रेटेजी नहीं एंड शी केम एंड टोल्ड मी वेरी क्लियरली ऑन थर्ड डे दैट वी आर गोइंग टू क्लोज एवरीथिंग ऑन थर्ड डे वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू डू दिस 12th डे काइंड ऑफ स्टफ बिकॉज यू हैव टू स्टडी यू हैव एग्जाम्स कमिंग अप राइट एंड वी आर गोइंग टू क्लोज दिस ऑन थर्ड डे यू आर नॉट गोइंग टू हरिद्वार चाचा इज गोइंग टू गो हरिद्वार एंड यू आर गोइंग टू कंटिन्यू योर स्टडी राइट And I'm telling you, if it's required, we will sell our home and we'll pay off the loan, but I'll get your study money. So that was mom. And of course, I supported mom there my own way, in my own way, which I don't want to disclose it in the market. But very clearly is that she was a strong lady and she's still a strong lady. She And she said very clearly, and she still says me, you could have studied more. She said you could have gone to Harvard and study more. So she doesn't understand what I'm up to and what I'm doing and everything. But her son is not gone to Harvard. That's his problem. That's her problem, right?
Mm-hmm. So when did you start earning then? Like CA ke baad kya kya aapne?
Yeah, MBA kiya. Linga kiya, MBA kiya. So सब चीजें मतलब सीए में भी स्टोरी अच्छी नहीं है. मतलब सीए की तीन फाइनल एग्जाम में थ्री टाइम्स फेल हुआ था, फिर एमबीए करना चला गया, और फिर एमबीए करने जैसे ही घुसा सीए भी क्लियर हो गया. तो सब चीजें साथ हुई अच्छी चीज लाइफ में. यार देखो लाइफ में समय खराब आता है, फिर एकदम से समय भी अच्छा आता है. सो दैट इज ऑल्सो लर्निंग इन लाइफ.
वो जैसे वो लॉट ऑफ पीपल हैव ऑन देयर व्हाट्सएप स्टेटस, दिस टू शैल पास.
यस, and it's a fact. I've seen it. I've seen 3 years, 4 years of my life. My uncle passed away, my dadi passed away, my masa passed away, my daddy passed away, my youngest cousin passed away ekdam at 18 years of age. I've seen this in 4 years, and I was failing in CA, right? Everything was happening. My sister's got a pregnancy broken completely, right? Miscarriage hua. Everything I've seen it in 5 years, right? 4 or 5 years. But everything comes back beautiful in my life. Like my honestly, Akshay, my every time I had women supports me in my life. So my mom, before my mom, my sister who supported me how to study, right? After that, my wife came and she supported me. She's still strong and standing next to me. I have two daughters. My sister has daughters. So I've always surrounded with women who supported me, and I grew in my life.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah, that's true. Matlab, often people don't fully appreciate, but matlab, truly woman power is amazing.
Mm. I've been all along. I'll tell you the smallest example. Like I got married and I used to earn 10,000. You know, as luck had it.
When did you get?
2002 pass out on MBA, right? CA MBA कर रहा था. Look, imagine CA MBA करने के बाद मेरे को 10,000 रुपए की नौकरी मिली थी बॉम्बे के अंदर. और मेरे पास 3,000 रुपए का एजुकेशन लोन था जो महीने का मेरे को देना पड़ता था 3,000 रुपए. ठीक है, तो मैं चौल में रहता हुआ बॉम्बे के अंदर, वाशी के अंदर. अब आप बताओ कि वहां से 7,000 रुपए में मैं घर चलाता था, मम्मी को भी बेचता था, सब कुछ होता था, राइट, चौल में रहकर, राइट. फिर शादी भी कर दी मम्मी ने कि मेरी जिम्मेदारी से हटो, तुम्हारी शादी करो, जिम्मेदारी से हटो और तुम संभालो. उस समय मेरी तनख्वाह हुई थी 12,000 रुपए महीने की.
This was with this Technova, I can see.
Yes. Oh, you've done your homework. Yes.
Maybe wo LinkedIn mein dikh raha.
Technova. That's the company who gave me scholarship and gave me job also. That's a it's a beautiful company to work, right? And वहाँ पे very interestingly मेरी शादी भी हो गई. अब 12,000.
Your wife was working? Yeah.
No. She was doing as MSc nutrition, right? And she got her admission into AIIMS for her further internships and everything. तो उसको शादी के बाद AIIMS भी भेजना था, उसको वहाँ भी पैसे भेजने थे, ठीक है?
Oh, wow.
तो बड़ा मजा आता. अब देखो आप लाइफ कैसे टर्न होती है. अब मैं वुमेन्स का पावर बताता हूँ आपको. वो शादी होके आई, ठीक है, मेरे को 12,000 रुपए मिलते थे, लेकिन हम 6 महीने साथ में रहे किसी फ्रेंड के हाउस में, घर के अंदर, बॉम्बे के अंदर, राइट. फ्रेंड सपोर्टेड मी दैट टाइम. ओके, वो उसके बाद एम्स चली गई, उसको मेरे को 4,000 रुपए भेजने पड़ते थे, 3,000 रुपए स्कॉलरशिप खत्म हो चुकी थी जब तक, ठीक है. उसको 4,000 रुपए भेजने पड़ते थे, 12,000 थे, 8,000 रुपए थे, और 8,000 रुपए में घर भी चलाना होता और ये सब करना होता. तो मैं अपनी सिस्टर, देखो लक कैसे मूव करती है, लक मूव करती है, मेरी सिस्टर दिल्ली में थी, सिस्टर मूव टू बॉम्बे फॉर अ जॉब, व्हेन माय वाइफ मूव टू एम्स इन दिल्ली, सो आई शिफ्टेड टू माय सिस्टर्स हाउस, राइट. सो मेरे पैसे बच गए, आई डिडंट नीड टू पे रेंट, right? Of course, I had to travel from Kandivali to Taloja by changing 3 buses, but that's okay. But my money is saved there, right? And my wife studies. As soon as my wife came back, my salary moved to 12,000 to 60,000. I got a new job.
Okay. This is when you joined Airtel.
When I joined Airtel, right. From there, after 1.5 years, my daughter was born. The elder one. Luck changed. My salary doubled and I joined Yahoo. Right? And so forth, things started going. And PayU started when my younger daughter was joined.
Oh, wow.
Right? So, what I'm trying to tell you is, women have always been supportive or a luck to me. But honestly speaking, they are more of a support, because the kind of inputs which comes from my wife or my mom and my sisters, it is amazing. Like, even my in-laws, my mom-in-laws and everybody, is like amazing support. Amazing support.
Okay. So, tell me about your corporate career. Like, aapne ye Technova, Airtel, Yahoo, what kind of work were you doing here?
So, look, Technova was very interesting. It was a management trainee job. And Technova was started as a management trainee. Where first year, very interesting. Now, Technova started scaling it up. So, they had two factories before and they wanted to open five factories more.
Kya banate the wo?
So, Technova was in a business of building printing stuff. The company had three things, which is aluminum plate, chemicals and printing. But the most important that they were expanding. So, they were going from two factories to five factories, right? And they needed a guy who can manage their projects, financing. They manage their financing. So, they put me under finance team to manage the financial parts of the factories, the new factories which is coming up. And as luck had it, it's about dad's thinking relationship. So my first boss and me have very great relationship. He taught me Excel. He taught me how to see the data, how build the numbers, right? And you won't believe, the guy was not even a qualified chartered accountant. He was a simple graduate. But the guy had tremendous knowledge of doing things. And he taught me Excel. He taught me data, how to see the data, how to live the life also, right? So, and his name is Atul Kulkarni, and I'm not in touch with him regularly now. I do it once in a 4 years ties whenever it happened. But I owe to him because he taught me a lot of stuff during that first year, right? And then the CFO of Technova, Mr. RK, who hired me during that day, he also used to give me a lot of inputs, how to see the data, how to see the data. So that's where being a number guy, they taught me business. How to live the business, how to do this, and then how to get the finances and everything. So, initial days, if you have a great boss, and if you join a company who's in a startup phase or an expanding phase, you learn.
Right. You learn, you move up fast.
Yes, you learn, you move up fast. And after 2 years, he only came and told me, Shilaz, I think here you won't get money much. Because my salary kya ho gayi? 10 se 12,000 ho gayi thi. Ab to shaadi bhi ho gayi hai teri. Right. अब मेरे मेरी शादी होने के बाद मेरी शादी का फंक्शन उन लोगों ने किया था, मतलब इतनी अच्छी दोस्ती थी उन लोगों से मेरी, राइट? 20 दे कॉल्ड अप 20 पीपल इन द ऑफिस एंड कॉल्ड माय वाइफ एंड इन द इवनिंग एंड दे डिड अ स्मॉल फंक्शन. सो दैट आई फील होम, दैट काइंड ऑफ रिलेशनशिप. दे ओनली केम टू मी एंड टोल्ड मी, कहते क्या शला जैसा है तेरे पास ना, तू यंग लड़का है, तेरी जिंदगी बहुत बड़ी, यहां मत फंस जाना तू, राइट? यू शुड मूव ऑन. And you need money. यहाँ पे तेरी सैलरी 10 से 12, 12 से 14, 14 से 16, 16 से 18 ऐसे करके तेरी जिंदगी ऐसी चल जाएगी, राइट? ऊपर से तो क्या सीखेगा? हम तो सीखना सा सीख चुके हैं, राइट?
और that's when you
I moved to Airtel there.
Okay. Airtel was in Delhi, I guess, na?
No, Airtel was in Bombay Circle.
अच्छा, Bombay only. Okay.
Now I tell you the story. How did I started finding the job? So उस जमाने में ना लैपटॉप नहीं हुआ करते थे और इंटरनेट सब नहीं होता था सबकी सीट के ऊपर. एक जगह होती थी ऑफिस के अंदर जिसके अंदर एक कंप्यूटर होता था, उसके अंदर एक इंटरनेट मिलता था और आपको अपने स्लॉट्स बुक करने होते थे, राइट? तो मैं जाता था इंटरनेट पे स्लॉट बुक करके naukri.com खोलता था. एंड आई लिंक दिस स्टोरी टू यू बिकॉज आई नाउ इन्फो एज वेंचर इन्वेस्टेड विद संजीव. मैं naukri.com खेलता था और दिन भर 2 घंटे डेली बैठ के अपनी नौकरी अप्लाई करता रहता था, राइट? और मेरे पीछे बैठते थे आईटी हेड ऑफ कंपनी के, ठीक है? एक 4-5 दिन पर देखते रहे, फिर मेरे पास आके बोलते हैं, भाई नौकरी ढूंढ रहा है क्या? मैंने कहा तेरे बॉस को पता है. मैंने कहा सर सबको पता है नौकरी ढूंढने दो, बढ़िया अभी तेरे को हेल्प दे तो मेरे इसमें ले लेना, तेरे को 2 स्लॉट ढूंढ रहा हूँ.
वाओ.
सो यू नो इट्स ऑल रिलेशनशिप्स, राइट? ट्रू टू योरसेल्फ रिलेशनशिप्स एंड एवरीथिंग. Everything come together. And you won't believe, these are the guys, his IT guy had called me at his home for a dinner before leaving, because we used to live in the same society where he used to live. And he called me for a dinner for my farewell. Right? So, And these are still in my Facebook. I wish them on their anniversaries or birthdays and everything. But what I'm trying to tell you is, this is what you live for in life, right? And from there, I moved to Airtel.
Yeah. So Airtel was a small stint, na? Bas ek saal apne wa spent kiya, matlab.
But jo Airtel mein learning thi na, wo zindagi bhar ki learning. Ab main bata raha hu. Ye ek bada story hai. Airtel was. Ab Airtel mein mere ko naukri kaise mili, ye bhi aapko batata hu. ठीक है, मेरे पास बहुत स्टोरीज अक्षय,
आई एम ऑल इयर्स.
सो एयरटेल में क्या था, मेरे जीजा, मैंने बोला ना, मेरे जीजा वाज, माय सिस्टर मूव टू बॉम्बे एंड माय ब्रदर इन लॉ वाज वर्किंग इन नोकिया एंड नोकिया वाज अ प्रोवाइडर टू एयरटेल ऑल द टेक्नोलॉजी एंड स्विचेस एंड एवरीथिंग. सो माय ब्रदर इन लॉज कस्टमर वाज एयरटेल. ओके. Now he used to go to Airtel every day, work from there and everything. And I was looking for a job. And he became friendly with the pals there and everything. And then he said to one of the friends that, yeah, my brother-in-law is looking for a job for me. Right? And he's this experience. Are there's a job which has come internally called business intelligence, head of business intelligence for and everything. You should apply. And I you know, internal referrals, you get it and everything. He took my CV, gave it to him. He applied. I got an interview call. Now, luck had it. Interview call which I received from a HR. This lady was a part-timer doing MBA from Wellington Institute of Management, where I passed off from, right? So she figured it out who she was and everything, because we used to meet her in the evening in the college days and everything, right? So how did I get into it? My boss was Sunil Mishra there. He shortlisted me, and after that interview shortlisted, this lady told me, Shilaz, 52 interviews kara chuki hu is position ke liye, aur teri teri tu 15 mein select ho gaya. Right? Then I don't know, I'll be able to do justice or not, because at that play time of the place, I'll do justice to this job. This is the first change in my life. Okay. So then I moved, this is where I got the job there. And then when I moved it, Sunil Mishra, again, you know, the relationship, the great boss, the great mentor, Sunil Mishra supported me throughout the whole year. And as luck had it, I turned around a lot many stuff. I increased the revenues of Airtel Beautiful. Now, I'll tell you the story of this Airtel. Now, luck kya tha, Airtel came as a fourth operator in Bombay that year.
Haan, wo Vodafone, Hutch wagera ki dominance thi Bombay.
Hutch tha pehle. Hutch था, BPL था, Reliance था, और ये Idea था, right? और Reliance, ठीक है? तो ये थे सारे इनके homegrown operator. Airtel base was Delhi. Bombay was not his base. And he came in as a fourth operator there, and that year they became a number one in Airtel in Bombay circle. Okay? So now, you've been part of a company in Technova, which wanted to expand crazily from 200 crore to 1000 crore of revenue, right? Airtel, who came here a year before and wanted to become a number one this year. So, I've always been part of a growth journey, you know. Right? So, always a growth journey, scale journey and everything in life. And I've seen that scale. And luck had it, I learned a lot during this. Well, the way this Jayant Khosla, who's the CEO of Bombay Circle that time, ran this campaign of creating a million customers in this country. The way he get people, all the company along with this campaign, right? Was amazing. Amazing. And he made everybody felt special during that time after achieving 1 million. So I learned a lot how to build product, then build a campaign around it, take people along. And then after achieving the success, how do you treat people after that also? So this was an amazing journey of scaling up for me as a business.
What was your specific work? Like you were a finance team?
So my job is to see the data and give my strategic inputs to acquisition of the customers, retention of the customer, or increasing the ARPU of the customer. That was my role. And this was not the role available before in Airtel. And I was the only guy who joined at the Bombay Circle, and they opened me within 3 months, full India for me. Right? Because of the success they saw. So imagine a project finance guy, FP&A guy, business guys from there to move to become head of business intelligence. That was an interesting proposition for me. And saw the scale, man. Well, amazing scale I saw there. So life has been phenomenal journey for me too far.
So why didn't you continue with Airtel? मतलब इतना short stint क्यों रहा वो एक साल में आपने switch किया?
यार बेटी हो गई थी.
अच्छा, okay.
I'm not being shy. नहीं मेरे को clear cut है. मेरे को 50,000 रुपए महीने पड़ते थे. मेरे 23,000 रुपए rent पे जाता नहीं 14,500 रुपए rent पे जाता था. और मेरे को पैसा चाहिए था तो मैं ढूंढ रहा था नौकरी. तो मेरे को 50,000 से सीधे 1,00,000 की नौकरी मिल गई थी इन हैंड. दिस इज इन हैंड सैलरी, राइट? एंड आई डिड अ फिनोमिनल जॉब इन एयरटेल. आई गॉट लॉट ऑफ अवार्ड्स देयर एंड एवरीथिंग. सो हम बहुत अच्छा काम किया था.
तो याहू का इंडिया में बिजनेस क्या था? वॉज इट लाइक वो एड्स का बिजनेस था, क्या था मतलब?
याहू भी एक स्टोरी है. सो याहू, आई ज्वाइन याहू because of the salary and I didn't know what Yahoo was. उस समय इंटरनेट को थोड़ा ज्यादा कुछ हुआ करता था इंडिया के अंदर. किसको पता था याहू होता है, ये होता है. गूगल तो आया भी उस समय. गूगल वाला आ गया था लेकिन इतना इतना हवा नहीं किया थी गूगल ने, राइट? तो मैं याहू ज्वाइन किया. अब याहू जैसे ही ज्वाइन किया, मैं रहता था बॉम्बे में. इफ यू नो बॉम्बे, आई यूज्ड टू स्टे इन कार्निवली एंड याहू ऑफिस वाज इन लोअर परेल. आई यूज्ड टू चेंज टू ट्रेन्स टू रीच टू लोअर परेल एंड गो टू द ऑफिस. इंटरेस्टिंग क्या होता था, मैं जैसे ही ज्वाइन किया ना, मैं जैसे ही बॉस ने मेरा इंटरव्यू लिया उसके पास गया, उसने एचआर को बुलाया, राइट? आई स्टिल रिमेम्बर द नेम ऑफ द एचआर लेडी एंड शी केम एंड टोल्ड मी एंड बॉस को, बॉस बोलती है एचआर को, हैव यू टोल्ड हिम दैट ही नीड्स टू शिफ्ट टू बैंगलोर?
ओके
सर, मेरे को तो बोला गया था बैंगलोर, मतलब मेरे को तो बॉम्बे की पोजीशन बोली गई थी. अब मेरे को बैंगलोर जाना पड़ेगा. मेरे पास मैंने नौकरी तो ले ली, अब नौकरी के बगैर तो मैं नहीं. मैंने कहा जहां बोलोगे जाऊंगा भाई. फिर वहां से बैंगलोर गया. अब नाउ एज लक हैड इट, नाउ दिस आर द टाइमिंग्स ऑफ लाइफ. याहू स्टार्टेड थिंकिंग, गूगल स्टार्टेड ग्रोइंग फ्रॉम देयर. याहू वांटेड टू लॉन्च याहू सर्च इन दिस कंट्री. माय रोल वाज बिजनेस एनालिस्ट रोल टू इंप्रूव याहू सर्च बिजनेस एंड इंक्रीज द रेवेन्यूज एंड एवरीथिंग, राइट? कुछ नहीं हो रहा था वहां पे आते थे, ठीक है? मैं फ्री बैठा रहता था अक्षय.
अच्छा.
मेरे पास कोई काम नहीं होता था क्योंकि वहां पर याहू सर्च चल ही नहीं पा रहा था. मैं धीरे धीरे करके जो जो चीजें लॉन्च होती रहती थी करता रहता था कुछ ना कुछ. बट मेरे पास दिन के 8 घंटे काम नहीं था, 2 घंटा काम था बस बेसिकली. बट द ब्यूटी वाज अक्षय, नाउ इट इज अबाउट यू, हाउ डू यूटिलाइज योर टाइम. दैट्स व्हाट दैट टोल्ड यू, राइट? याहू हैड समथिंग कॉल्ड याहू बैकयार्ड, जिसके अंदर याहू ग्लोबल के, चाहे वो जापान हो, चाहे वो ऑस्ट्रेलिया हो, चाहे वो चाइना हो, चाहे वो यूएस हो, सब जगह के प्रेजेंटेशन पड़े रहते थे. अब बैठे बैठे क्या करो, आप इंटरनेट लर्न कर रहे थे, कैसे चलता है, क्या होता है, कैसे डेटा देखना चाहिए, कैसे प्रेजेंटेशंस होते हैं, कैसे सेगमेंटेशंस होते हैं, क्या चीजें होती है, राइट? दैट्स वेयर आई स्टार्टेड लर्निंग ऑल दिस एडवर्टाइजिंग वर्क्स. मेरे को तो कुछ पता ही नहीं था, बट दिस बैकयार्ड थिंग फॉर अ ईयर मेड मी लर्न ट्रेमेंडसली, राइट? It is, and then the beauty part is my daughter was born, and it was when she was 2 to 3 months, I got his Yahoo job. So I spent quality amount of time for a year when she was growing up. Right? That 1 year was tremendously good for me as a family also. Right? So my daughter was growing up. I was enjoying with her. I had time to play with her. I was learning at the back end. It was like a college for me in Yahoo. अब हुआ क्या, हो गया काम तो कुछ करना जिंदगी में, ऐसे कब तक बैठे रहेंगे, राइट? सो लक, अब जो लक, देखो दुनिया कैसे चेंज होती है फाइनली, राइट? वन ऑफ द गाय फ्रॉम याहू मूव टू आईबीबो व्हिच इज आशीष कश्यप, राइट?
उस टाइम पे बस शुरू ही हुआ होगा आई गेस,
एकदम अर्ली स्टेज, राइट? अब अर्ली स्टेज में था वो ज्वाइन करा यहाँ पे, उसने बोला कि यार देखो टीम बनानी, तू भी आ जा. So they called me up. Ashish took my interview 15 minutes. I said, then I love the guy. And the time is what, first 10, 15 people, right? And they gave me salary and everything. I said, yeah, bahut badhiya, mamma Jaipur mein rehti hai, main yahan rehta hun, Gurgaon aa jaunga, I can travel, take care of mom also and everything. Bahut badhiya, paisa mil raha hai, mood. Yeah, kuch nahi pata tha, startup kya hoti hai, zindagi se kuch nahi pata tha, bas. Ye pata tha ki Gurgaon aa jayenge, Gurgaon se मम्मा के पास चलेंगे, पैसा अच्छा मिल रहा है, जिस बंदे के साथ काम करना उसको जानता हूँ, मेरे को ये नहीं पता कि पैसा है या नहीं, ये नेस्पर्स कौन है, कुछ नहीं पता था, राइट? एंड आई जॉइन देयर एंड फिर जो लाइफ में स्टार्ट हुआ है कि स्क्रैच से कैसे स्टार्ट करना पड़ता है लाइफ को, वो लर्न किया आशीष के साथ बहुत ट्रेमेंडसली. और आशीष ने बहुत पाइवेट्स करे, फ्रॉम सर्च, लोकल सर्च बिजनेस टू अ गेमिंग बिजनेस टू अ ट्रैवल बिजनेस, एवरीथिंग ही ट्राइड इट आउट, एंड आई वाज पार्ट ऑफ इन ऑल द बिजनेसेस ऑफ हिज लाइफ.
अच्छा, इट डिड स्टार्ट विद द ट्रैवल क्या? लाइक
नो.
अच्छा, ओके.
यार आई भी बहुत स्टार्ट हुआ था लोकल सर्च इंजन से, कॉल द्वार.
अच्छा, लाइक अ जस्ट डायल टाइप.
या राइट. वो बन ही नहीं पाया तो बंद कर दिया. मैं उस पे था पहले.
ओके. आपका क्या रोल था? मतलब वही नंबर्स देख रहे थे आप?
नहीं, वही मेरे को कि कैसे लीड्स बेटर करनी है, कैसे लिस्टिंग अच्छी बेटर करनी है. एंड देन आई वाज हेल्पिंग देम इन एमएनए आल्सो, बिकॉज़ मेरे को थोड़ा फाइनेंस का बैकग्राउंड था, तो नेस्पर्स वांटेड टू एक्वायर इन दिस कंपनी इन द कंट्री, सो आई वाज हेल्पिंग देम आल्सो दैट साइड ऑफ द स्टोरी. बोलो ना, इन अ स्टार्टअप यू डू एवरीथिंग.
हां हां, बिल्कुल बिल्कुल, स्पेशली अर्ली टीम में जब आप होते हो.
सो वो बना नहीं, फिर आशीष ने साइड में बनाया था आईबीबो, विच इज लाइक अ कॉर्कुट, बट फेसबुक आया, उसने उसकी मार दी पूरी तरह से. ठीक है, फिर आशीष ने बनाया आईबीबो गेम्स, राइट. आईबीबो गेम्स में कुछ तो कुछ चला, आईबीबो गेम चला 2-3 साल अच्छे से चला, लेकिन उसके बियॉन्ड आईबीबो गेम्स की रेवेन्यू नहीं बन पा रही थी, स्केल नहीं कर पा रहा था, क्योंकि मोबाइल वोबाइल तो थे नहीं टाइम, नो स्मार्टफोन्स एंड एवरीथिंग, बट यू ट्राइंग ऑन अ लैपटॉप, मोबाइल, लैपटॉप से कोशिश कर रहा था या फिर डेस्कटॉप से कोशिश कर रहा था, यूजर बढ़ रहा, लेकिन हिंदुस्तान की पेनिट्रेशन उस समय बहुत कम थी, राइट. वो पेनिट्रेशन बहुत कम थी, सो बढ़ नहीं रहा था. एंड आशीष स्टार्टेड ट्रैवल बिकॉज ही हैड कंज्यूमर बेस दैट टाइम ऑफ ibibo.com, राइट. एंड वी टेक अ नेम गो ibibo, एंड आई वाज अ कोर फोर पीपल टीम व्हिच ही क्रिएटेड सेपरेटली एंड क्रिएटेड अ सेपरेट प्रोजेक्ट. Very silently, without no Naspers to know about it, and we started.
Yeah, okay. And what was the focus? Like flight tickets? Or kya matlab?
Initially, it was flight ticket only. हमें किसी third party aggregator से flight ticket लेते थे और फिर market में बेचते थे discount करके के price पे.
Okay, वो Galileo and वो एक दो जो हैं.
Galileo वाली तो बहुत बात की बात है. Maya.com करके एक होता है company, एक सुनो. वहाँ से लेते थे and from there, you know. From there to today, what Go IPO sold it out at $600 million to $650 million to pick my trip. But the beauty started then that Go IPO chalane ke saal bhar baad, Naspers wanted to do payments in India and they were looking for people. And they gave responsibility to Ashish. For Go IPO payments main dekhta tha. Theek hai. As a part of core group, ab divided the job, so payment was all. Ashish called me and said, "Tu karega?" I was part of finance team, by the way. I used to report to the CFO, right? So, tu karega? Maine kaha, Ashish, main chartered accountant hu, main kahan ye sab cheeze MBA karke kahan ye sab karunga, right? So, mujhe thoda time do sochne ke liye. Then I went to Ashish in February and said, okay, I'll take it up. I said, yaar, ye to zindagi mein mauka mil raha hai, to hum dosto Goa aane chahiye tere ko, like,
right? Bilkul, bilkul.
You always want to do extraordinary in life. So, opportunity is taking on your life. But uske nuksan bhi ye tha ki you need to cut down your salary, stocks, and this. There are disadvantages also, these things, like, right? But I took that decision. And then when I went to Ashish, Ashish bola, "Thik hai, mera CFO bolta hai, tereko 18 April ko chhodunga, jab tu audit kara ke khatam karke chhodega." Right? I said, okay. So, phir 18 April ko 2011, I left finance, started working on PayU. That name was IBO Pay initially. And then fully decided to become change PayU and... I can continue the story, but you can ask question. But PayU is where it is today. Yeah.
So, what is the what was the stake that you had in it, like when you started?
Yeah, उस समय ऐसा कुछ पता नहीं था कि stake लेना है या कुछ करना है, right? उस समय तो ये था कि नहीं कुछ करना है. I still don't run after money, so I never ran after money in my life. I still don't run after money, but the only thing was the fun of building something in life, right? And that was the way. Money becomes derivative of it. We never cared about it. But when PayU became PayU, that time I started thinking, yaar, isme stake jyada le lena chahiye tha, nahi to I would have made $1 billion. So, but I never thought of stakes. But kind enough by Naspers and Ashish, they keep on increasing my stake in the company.
Okay. So, what was the thesis which, you know, initial thesis kya tha, PayU jab start kiya tha? And how did that evolve?
ये इंटरेस्टिंग है. So, देखो, PayU start हुआ था with the thesis that you are building a, this country will have a lot of internet penetration which will come. Okay. And when it comes to internet, commerce is a very critical part of internet, right? When commerce is a very critical part of internet, commerce without payment doesn't work, right? And worldwide, if you go more than commerce company, payments companies are most more valued in the world, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just PayPal was an example.
Yes, PayPal is much much more valued than eBay. देखो ये payments की जरूरत तो पड़ेगी, but you start working on payments, right? And that time, honestly, Naspers started traders also in this country with Ashish, which finally closed down in the country. But it was making a lot of sense for the payments to grow and build the payments around it. Okay, so that was the whole objective. And वहाँ पे start हुआ, बाद में एक साल बाद Naspers ने बोला payments IBO में नहीं रहेगा, we'll do a separate PayU entity and we'll run by Shalal on it. So we separated within a year and a half. And after that 3 to 4 years down the line, we acquired Citrus, and from there the journey, and that's also a very fantastic journey which I'll also talk about it. But interestingly, Akshay, in 9 years with PayU building, I've seen all the things. I've seen it starting from scratch to separation from IBBO, rather tough one. Then
why was that tough, like the separation?
Emotionally, very, very drained out. Because I worked with Ashish for long, right?
The security support system.
Security was a big issue. And secondly, Ashish handover on the top of your life is what making a difference, because you can go to Ashish and speak to him everything, right? That was emotionally draining. It is like, two brothers are living together, one brother is different, so it's a little emotionally drained out, right? वो इमोशनली ड्रेन था. बाकी आफ्टर दैट आई सीन सेपरेशन. सेपरेशन के बाद माय को-फाउंडर लीविंग आफ्टर 4 years. वी एक्वायर्ड सिट्रस, वी मर्ज्ड, मेड इट मच मोर सक्सेसफुल, एंड वी फ्रॉम 250 करोड़ ऑफ प्रॉफिट लॉसेस इन अ ईयर टू मेक इट अ प्रॉफिटेबल कंपनी इन विद इन 2.5 इयर्स वाज अ जर्नी इन इटसेल्फ.
सो लाइक हाउ मेनी पीपल को-फाउंडेड दिस? लाइक
सो मी एंड नितिन वर द को-फाउंडर्स. What Ashish did it, Ashish made Nitin join in May, okay? And then he said that you guys are the two co-founders here who will build this company.
Okay. And what you were building was essentially like what, say, Razorpay and all of these. Like, you were integrating with banks and then allowing startups to, or like online websites.
Aaj ki tarikh mein PayU is... Okay, most of the people, what is the most worst thing which I don't like in my life is people misunderstand PayU a lot. PayU is the best fintech company in this country, let me tell you how.
Please tell me.
PayU has the biggest payments gateway which is profitable, and it is used by the top merchant in the country, the lowest most merchant in the country, right? PayU has the credit business on a consumer side, which is called LazyPay, which is profitable at a scale. PayU has a PayU credit business, which is lending business to merchant and consumer both. That is also doing phenomenally well for them, right? PayU owns 40 banks backend in this country, which is called Vimmo, which they acquired in the country, right? So they have Vimmo, right? PayU has investments in two other companies in the country. One is DotPay, which is mine, right? And the other one is I forget the name, which is a wealth management company, right? And trust me, Akshay, imagine these guys have payments, which is the biggest. There's a lending, consumer lending and the merchant lending, which is much bigger than any fintech companies in the country, by the way, right? Then they have investments in offline space, which is DotPay, right? And then they have wealth management also as a category, right? So if you really see fintech point of view, say, they have everything. And the only thing which they don't have right now is Neo Bank, which may they come in, maybe they announce it in the next 2-3 months. Right? I don't know. Right? What I'm trying to tell you, it's an interesting proposition which nobody talks about it in the market.
Huh, that's true. Well, I guess wo market mein sirf funding led news aati hai na, jab kisi ka soft bank funding mili aur wo news bani.
Jabki PayU process almost $50 to $60 billion a year.
Tell me about how you built up pay you and these individual additional initiatives like lazy pay and pay you credit matlab mujhe wo journey uski batao aap like
so look ab hai na yahan pe bhi zindagi na bahut relationships se bahut matter karti hai okay so pay you jab start hua tha to sabse bada merchant kaun tha pay you ka go ibibo and who's go ibibo ashish was and go ibibo was growing So, Go IBIBO का बेस था इस वजह से हमारे से बैंक्स ने बहुत लोगों ने पार्टनरशिप करी हमारे साथ तो वी स्टार्टेड गेटिंग पार्टनरशिप फ्रॉम द बैंक्स एंड गो IBIBO बिकेम द मेन वन एंड देन स्टार्टेड थ्रोइंग दिस टू लॉट ऑफ अदर मर्चेंट्स इन द कंट्री राइट बट द ब्यूटी विच वी डिड इन होल द इकोसिस्टम इज वी क्रिएटेड एन इकोसिस्टम वी डिडंट क्रिएटेड अ पेमेंट गेटवे बिजनेस वी सेड देयर आर 60 बैंक्स इन दिस कंट्री और 60 पेमेंट ऑप्शंस इन दिस कंट्री एंड देयर आर मिलियंस ऑफ मर्चेंट्स इन दिस कंट्री राइट How do we get these aggregated done and give it to these merchants? That was the one thing. But concept of how we do it is very, very different. Today, public kya sochti thi, humne bank ka payment gateway liya aur humne us merchant ko de diya. Humne wo nahi kiya. Humne kya kiya? Humne bank ke core banking system se integrate karna chalu kiya.
How is that different from what others were doing?
Other kya karte hain? Wo API lete hain bank se. और उनका पेमेंट गेटवे दे देते हैं मर्चेंट को हमने वो नहीं किया हमने कोर बैंकिंग सिस्टम से तो जैसे क्या होता है मैं आपको एग्जांपल बताता हूं इसको अच्छी तरीके से आप एक कॉमर्स वेबसाइट पे गए आपने पेमेंट पेज पे कार्ड नंबर टाइप किया तो जब कार्ड नंबर टाइप करते हो ना तो कार्ड नंबर जैसे पास वीजा कार्ड है तो वो वीजा को जाता है वीजा से वो कार्ड किस बैंक का है उसको पहले तो एक बैंक को जाता है बैंक से वो वीजा को जाता है फिर बैंक से आपके इशूइंग बैंक के पास जाता है इशूइंग बैंक से फिर ऑथेंटिकेशन आप जिसमें ओटीपी डालते हो वहां डालते हो राइट और फिर उस बैंक से वापस वीजा मास्टर के पास आता है फिर एक और बैंक के पास आता है फिर हमारे पास आता है फिर हम कॉमर्स कंपनी को देते हैं दिस इज द होल प्रोसेस वर्क्स राइट हमने क्या किया सारा प्रोसेस ही ब्रेक कर दिया हमने कहा ये मर्चेंट है ये कॉमर्स है ये हमारे पास है और हमने सीधे आपके इशूइंग बैंक को भेज दिया बीच में कोई पार्टी नहीं है बीच में कोई पार्टी नहीं है हम इशूइंग बैंक के साथ सीधे बात कर रहे हैं So we become a real ecosystem provider to bank. और वो जो जिस बैंक को हम भेज रहे हैं उसका भी टेक्नोलॉजी पावर्ड हमने किया हुआ है जहां आप ओटीपी डालते हो वो भी हमने दिया हुआ है अगर आप टेक्नोलॉजी के लिए समझते तो हमने क्या किया हमने सर्वर टू सर्वर मर्चेंट के साथ इंटीग्रेट कर दिया सर्वर टू सर्वर उस बैंक के साथ इंटीग्रेट कर दिया तो अगर आप ट्रांजेक्शन कर रहे हो तो आप उसी घर के अंदर सर्वर के अंदर घूम रहे हो
So as a result, it was faster, less failure.
Faster, conversion was better. So हमने क्या पूरा ecosystem किया हमने backward integration with बैंकों को भी technology दी merchant को भी technology दी और फिर साथ में पूरी layer खेल गए तो हमारा backward integration with front end integration made it so strong proposition in the market that people had no choice to use us. Right? And that's the reason we could able to charge higher prices also in the market. And we made money on both sides. We charge higher to merchant and we charge bankers also to give technology. So we made both side money.
So the technology for bank was SaaS type stuff, okay? Like
Yes. Enterprise SaaS.
So right from the early days, you were doing both like SaaS also and payment gateway also. Like dono.
नहीं ये ये भी evolution हुआ यार देखो पहले payment gateway बनाते गए payment को payment हमने तो payment पहले किया थोड़ी ना था life we never did it. To break payments problem into different layers, it took time. It took time about 2 years, two and a half years to figure it out. And then moving these big elephants like banks in this country was a tedious problem. Now it's easy because everybody's talking about fintech in the world. But the time which we started fintech, it was difficult to move to the banks, right? So it took time to convince the banks to move their technology to us and certified and everything. So two and a half years of learning and then deciding what to do, then it took us 3 years to build this, 4 years to build it, and then from there, you saw that it's all about converting numbers. Yeah, when Citizen PayU combinedly came together, we were combinedly as an entity, we were doing 2,000 crore, and when I left PayU, we were doing 12,000 crore a month.
Wow. So tell me about that Citrus acquisition. Like,
yeah, it's a big story, like, jabardast. Who are our audience, Akshay, by the way? Because if this some certain people hear this story, they'll try and give it, right? Because it's nothing to hide, right? ऐसा है कि citrus aggregation came as a shock to me. Okay. Because we didn't do it, it was actually NASPERS who did the citrus aggregation, right? And they wanted us to merge, which is, they did a fair job. Okay. I'm not saying they didn't do a fair job. But the point was, the co-founder decided to move, and I had another two founders who were joining me, right? From Citrus, and there were three guys. So I was afraid of not another two people to join in my life. At what, right? That's one. Secondly, where the business will go, I don't know. What will be my role within the three founders, three people, everything. But again, now, it's again dad's philosophy, relationships. These two gentlemen came from Citrus. We kicked off from day one. And today also, we have three of us are very good friends.
They are still with PayU?
No. All of them are doing their own stuff now. All three of us have moved out and doing our own stuff. So honestly speaking, that came as a shock to me in my life. But Akshay, these two gentlemen and me are kicked off in day one. And then they told me, Shila, this is your company. You need to run it. We have already exited in our own foundership. For us, it's a job now. For you, it is your own company. You will run the company, not us. So if that kind of relationship you build from day one, you have a proprietary. And from there, you took the control of the company and you do whatever you want. And then that's where it all started transferring from 3,000 crore to 12,000 crore in a month to from a 250 crore profit to become a 50 crore profit, 250 crore losses in a year to become a 50 crore profit, right? The whole story on this, Akshay, Forbes has covered a 7-page story on it, right? How
wow.
Shala's Etsy entrepreneur transformed from 250 crore to become a 35 crores of profit. And it was a tough journey. We had 1,200 people when we had 250 crore. When we had 50 crore, 35 crores of profit, we were 650 odd people.
Acha, so you cut costs.
We didn't cut the cost. Akshay, we didn't fire anybody. Now again, this is the beauty of our life. We didn't fire anybody. So look, what we had, one or two businesses which were heavily loss-making businesses for us, right? Out of 250 crore, maybe 150 crore must be going on that side of the story, right?
What business was it?
Payment pause business was a major one.
Like a physical pause.
Yes, physical pause. Consumer wallet was another one, right?
Acha. PayU had a consumer wallet also, okay? Like
PayU Money was a consumer wallet.
Acha, okay.
Yeah. Now, Akshay, critically, हमने किसी को फायर नहीं किया था और हम आज बिलीव नहीं करते फायर किया। हमने क्या किया, हमने उस बिजनेस को बहुत ही सस्ते में किसी और थर्ड सेकंड पार्टी को बेचा, एक रुपए के, लेकिन विद द कंडीशन दैट माय ऑल माय टीम मेंबर विल मूव टू यू मिनिमम एंड यू विल मेक देम स्टे मिनिमम फॉर अ ईयर, राइट? सो वी गॉट होम फॉर ऑलमोस्ट 200-300 पीपल फ्रॉम PayU टू सम अदर प्लेस एंड वी गॉट विद द कंफर्मेशन दैट अंडरनली समबडी डज अ फ्रॉड or a very, very low performance, they have a right to stay there for a year. What I'm trying to tell you, this is the deal which we did. We didn't ask money for our businesses. We said that, give us a 1 rupee, but take care of these people. Right? I think this is the right thing which I did at that time. Right? So that's one of the things which we did. Second is consumer wallet. We slowly started dipping into consumer wallet people, and we moved consumer wallet people to a lazy pay because that was going into consumer lending, right? We didn't fire people from there to move to consumer lending now.
So lazy pay idea kaise aaya? Like
lazy pay idea came from Citrus, which is James, and he started on it, and we started supporting him from there, and he built it up. Right? It was his idea. And it was his execution.
So how big is LazyPay today?
I'm hoping LazyPay is almost 25 to 30 million unique customers, which is not a small number, it's a very big number. All I'm honestly saying is they're profitable now.
And PayU Credit? Wo kaise shuru hua? Wo kiska idea tha?
So PayU Credit was, we wanted to do since beginning. And then Jiten started working on it and we supported him. And then NASPERS acquired PaySense. Yeah, and from there, Patience Prashant joined, I think, the PayU Credit. And from there, the PayU Credit grew significantly higher.
Acha. But what was Patience like, and why was that acquired?
I think Patience had a great credit platform, which we wanted to utilize.
Okay. But Patience was a lending company, basically.
It's a lending company, yeah.
Okay. And PayU Credit is essentially like merchant lending based on...
Merchant and consumer lending both, yeah. It's an NBFC.
Look, I should not comment on that because I'm not no more with PayU. But I don't know what they are doing up to on all these things. What is the structure going on? And I, but honestly speaking, it is them who it is them that they're growing it significantly higher in the country, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then, you know, what made you finally, transition out of PayU?
Yeah, I think my very clearly in my mind, I think मैंने हो गया था मतलब I had not much role to play in PayU. Okay, and I was feeling that यार अब मेरे पास 10 से 5 की नौकरी रह गई है. There are people in the companies who can do things on their own. I मतलब क्या करूँ मैं जाके न्यूज़पेपर में आर्टिकल्स छपाऊँ अपने या जाके किसी कॉन्फ्रेंसेस में जाके अपने बारे में बोलूँ या कंपनी के बारे में बोलूँ राइट या एमएनए करूँ या रिलेटेड यंग बंदा हूँ एग्जीक्यूशनिस्ट करना एग्जीक्यूशन करना जानता हूँ तो ये सब मेरे लिए इम्पोर्टेंट नहीं था सो यार आई थिंक एग्जीक्यूशन करने के लिए पूरी टीम खड़ी हो चुकी थी देवर every department has its own people they were doing everything on their own I never used to interfere between them so karna kya tha then it's a clear cut mindset ki yaar kuch naya karna padega life ke andar
so matlab idea kya aaya aapko us time pe like did you have an idea when you quit or you quit first and then thought
quit first and thought
bas kuch to socha tha ki offline space pe karenge kya karenge kaise karenge ye to sab evolve hota rehta hai these things keeps on evolving in life like
so wo journey aap mujhe batao like wo evolution of idea kaise hua
dekho evolve idea to ye tha ki offline space ke andar commerce digital commerce build karna hai theek hai give you perspective idea ye tha ki consumers has moved to smartphone but ye offline jo le bitte bande hai na merchants hai they don't even know the consumers well their consumers have moved to smartphone then they're not even reaching out to the consumer to the smartphone right so idea yahi tha ki unko aisa ecosystem digital ecosystem kya denge they also become powerful like an amazon or maybe a swiggy or a zomato or a big basket in life right they may not do the business the way they would do it but at least they become powerful technologically right and if somebody has hands to use that power they will use it right My God, yes, again, I'm telling you, God has been kind to us. Whatever we tried, it's all fucked till now. Right? So we tried before pandemic, February, we took the funding in February, we launched it. In the end, we tried QR code-based ordering and payment solution in a restaurant industry and it dropped. We did 1.2 million orders in the month of March, last March. That's phenomenal for a commerce company. Right? We launched digital showroom as a space to a small merchants or a brick and mortar merchants to become digitized their catalog and start sharing on WhatsApp, start accepting order. We have 5 million merchants today on it. Right? Third, we started WhatsApp-based ordering and delivery ecosystem completely. That's available. That's available today. Right? That's happening today. We do almost... in pandemic time on a food side, we are doing almost 10,000 deliveries every day.
So I want to understand each of these better. So the first thing you did was a QR code like for restaurant. So what like a digital menu and payment? That was what it was.
So देख ऐसा हल्दीराम में पहले आप क्या होता था? हल्दीराम में आप पहले जाते थे, आप क्यू में खड़े हो जाते थे, फिर क्यू में पीछे चार जने आप खड़े होते थे, दो जने आगे खड़े होते थे, और आपके पास में सामने वो लाइट वाला मेन्यू होता था राइट आप पढ़ते रहते थे फिर अपने पीछे फैमिली मेंबर से या गर्लफ्रेंड से या दोस्त से किसी अरे बता रहा भाई तेरे को क्या ऑर्डर करना है अरे देखने तो दे यार मेरा नंबर आने वाला जल्दी बता फिर जब ऑर्डर कर दिया अरे जल्दी बता और कुछ चाहिए क्या और चाहिए बता दे और चाहिए तो बता दे तो आप वो होता था फिर आप जाके बैठ जाते थे वो आप कूपन पिक्चर कूपन देता था कूपन जाके आप जा जाके हर जगह दे देते थे पर्ची राइट करने के बाद फिर आप आते थे और फिर आपका नंबर छोले भटूरे आप सोचते पड़ोस वाले के छोले भटूरे मेरे छोले भटूरे राइट कहा जाके बार बार देखते थे और फिर वो छोले भटूरे आते हैं छोले भटूरे अच्छा मेरा है ना नहीं भाई साहब मैं मेरा स्लिप देखो साहब मेरा 1234 नंबर भाई साहब आप ले लो आप राइट फिर वो कोई आंटी जी होती तो लड़ लेती नहीं यार मेरा है स्लिप पे गलत है ये वो राइट व्हाटएवर इट इज यू कम बैक एंड यू ईट इट एंड देन गो एंड इफ यू वांट टू रीऑर्डर यू विल थिंक ट्वाइस
बिल्कुल
राइट. व्हाट डिड इट, वेट लाइफ को सिंपल करो. एक तो अक्षय वहां आया, हल्दीराम को पता ही नहीं है. अक्षय रेगुलर कस्टमर है, हल्दीराम को पता ही नहीं है. अक्षय क्या खाता है, हल्दीराम को पता नहीं है. राइट, अक्षय को क्रॉस सेल करना उसको पता ही नहीं है. अब अक्षय हमको पता पड़ता अक्षय को भुजिया ही पसंद है, तो वो जब खाना ऑर्डर करे उसमें भुजिया भी ऑर्डर करवा दो ना उससे. हमने क्या किया, क्यूआर लगाया, क्यूआर लगा टेबल पे, और क्यूआर पे आप कैमरे फोन से स्कैन कर, हर कैमरा फोन कैन स्कैन क्यूआर. ठीक है, उनके सिस्टम से हमने इंटीग्रेट कर दिया कि वो कैटलॉग आता था वहां पे. ठीक है, और कैटलॉग आता था, इट्स लुक लाइक एन ऐप राइट. तो कैटलॉग आपने क्या सेलेक्ट किया प्रोडक्ट. ठीक है, अब आपने कभी देखा, आपको बैंक ऑफर जब जाते हो, अमेजन पे जाते हो या जोमेटो में जाते हो, तो आपको ये पता पड़ता है यार मैं एचडीएफसी से पेमेंट करूंगा तो मेरे को ऑफर मिलेगा, एक्सिस से पेमेंट करूंगा तो ऑफर मिलेगा. आपको ऑफलाइन में कभी मिलता था, नहीं मिलता था ना. अब पहली बार कैटलॉग ओपन करोगे आपको बैंक के ऑफर मिल जाएंगे. ठीक है, अब आपने ऑफर किया, ऑफर के बाद कार्ड क्रिएट किया, और सडनली जैसे कार्ड क्रिएट किया आपने छोले भटूरे लिए, हम बोलेंगे यार सर छाछ भी तो ले लो.
क्रॉस सेलिंग अपसेलिंग.
छोले भटूरे छाछ देख लिए, अब देख लिया कि भैया ये जो लड़का है ये पहला भी कहीं ऑर्डर कर चुका है, और इसको भाई साहब को मिठाई बड़ी पसंद है, ये वाली ये मीठे का शौकीन है, जा जाता डेजर्ट खाता है राइट. तो भाई चलो इसको दही के भेज दो गुलाब जामुन में तो ले लो सर, आपको 50% डिस्काउंट में दे दूंगा.
अच्छा
ठीक है, वैसे क्रॉस सेल करिए राइट. फिर वो कर गया पेमेंट, पेमेंट भी अगर तू देखेगा तो हमने लगा दिया गूगल पे, फोन पे, पेटीएम, बैंक से. जैसे क्लिक करोगे बैंक एप्स इन्वोक हो जाएगी, अपना पिन डालो वापस ऑटोमेटिकली आ जाओगे. उसके बाद ब्यूटी क्या होगी, उसके बाद आपको रिसिप्ट आ गई, रिसिप्ट का आएगी हल्दीराम के व्हाट्सएप पे. ठीक है, हल्दीराम के व्हाट्सएप पे रिसिप्ट आएगी, जब फूड रेडी हो जाएगा तब आपको व्हाट्सएप पे मैसेज आ जाएगा. ठीक है, और आप फीडबैक देनी है व्हाट्सएप पे दे दोगे, और अब आपको रीऑर्डर करना है चाहे घर से करना है चाहे यहां बैठ के करना है, व्हाट्सएप से कर सकते हो. और व्हाट्सएप विल बिकम ए सुडो ऐप फॉर मेन. तू हल्दीराम का कैपिटल ऐप डाउनलोड नहीं करेगा, पर हल्दीराम का व्हाट्सएप से तू ऑर्डर करना चाहेगा.
और वो व्हाट्सएप से ऑफर्स भी भेज सकते हैं बार बार, मतलब इंस्टेड ऑफ पुश नोटिफिकेशन दे कैन यूज व्हाट्सएप.
यस, ऑटोमेटिकली वो बोलेगा 10% डिलीवरी ऑफ है, आप आ जाओ. अब क्या हुआ, अक्षय का, अक्षय कौन है, अक्षय क्या खाता है, सब पड़ गया हल्दीराम को. ठीक है, अक्षय कौन सा पेमेंट ऑप्शन यूज करता है ये भी पता पड़ गया.
तो इसके लिए आप बिफोर शोइंग द मेन्यू यू आस्क पीपल टू लॉग इन और समथिंग लाइक, नहीं तो हाउ डू यू नो के मैं दूसरी बार आया हूँ हल्दीराम.
मोबाइल नंबर.
अच्छा, वो मोबाइल नंबर, मतलब फिर वो लॉग इन ही हो गया ना एक तरीके से. लाइक
मोबाइल नंबर, आईपी है, आईपी एड्रेस तो पता होता है, कुकी ड्रॉप कर रखी है मैंने तेरे. There are various ways you come to know. The second way of customers, you can come to know from varieties of it. Login नहीं करानी जरूरत. IPs है, IPs है, mobile के lot of, you get lot of data of mobile also at the same time. ठीक है, so there are various ways. अगर तू जो तेरे पास WhatsApp से link click कर रहा है, तेरा तेरा unique WhatsApp link है, तो मेरे को पता है तू तू आया. ठीक है, so that's the way it is. Now the beauty of it. The revenue of merchant grew by 22% because of this. Average ticket size of ordering through this and average ticket size of ordering on a counter is 22% different.
Obviously, this is much easier to order.
Yes.
You can change your mind. You can order more, less, जो भी करना है, मतलब flexibility पूरी है.
अब देखो हमने क्या किया, अब हमने merchant का integrate किया, उसका catalog कर दिया, उसको offer ला दिया. अब हमने क्या कर दिया, अब उसका digitize कर दिया उसके commerce को, पूरा इन store को, right? अब जहां जहां कंज्यूमर फ्रेंचाइजी अवेलेबल है, पेटीएम, फोन पे, गूगल पे, पेजैप, एनीवेयर, हम उसको लेके जा रहे हैं कि वहां से भी ऑर्डर लेके आ सकते हैं. तो हमने पूरा इकोसिस्टम बता दिया उसको, गूगल पे ले गए, गूगल इज गूगल माई मैप्स, गूगल माई बिजनेस, गूगल पे, पेटीएम, फोन पे, पेजैप, एनीवेयर ही इज अवेलेबल. हल्दीराम नाउ विल बी अवेलेबल थ्रू अस. आई एम जस्ट मेकिंग एन एग्जांपल हियर, हल्दीराम, मैकडोनल्ड, वड़ा पाव मर्चेंट्स. So we are helping in discoverability, we are helping in engagement, we are helping in commerce, and at the same time we aggregated delivery partners for him also. So we become a commerce ecosystem for his life completely.
So this is largely for big like big chains, or is it also for like a jaise ek Nagpal chole bhature aapne kabhi suna hoga?
Small chains also. This everything from the beauty of our business is top merchant to the lowest merchant, everybody can use it.
राइट सो अब हम ये रेस्टोरेंट के लिए किया, फिर हमने दूसरे एप्रल स्टोर सबके लिए, सो वी आर गिविंग दिस टेक्नोलॉजी नाउ बिल्डिंग ऑन हॉरिजॉन्टली.
व्हाट डज दैट मीन बिल्डिंग हॉरिजॉन्टली?
सो अब जैसे सिंपल है, आप जारा गए, ठीक है, सबसे पहले तो आप बड़े मर्चेंट का बताता हूँ, फिर छोटे मर्चेंट क्या कर रहे हो बराबर. आप जारा गए, जारा में जैसे बिल करने आया, बिल आपको मिल गया व्हाट्सएप पे, और फिर व्हाट्सएप पे आपको वापस रीऑर्डर का वो आ गया कि कैटलॉग देख लो और घर से बैठ के ऑर्डर कर सकते हो और व्हाट्सएप से आप रिटर्न कर सकते हो. कितना बढ़िया हो जाएगा, यू बिकम पावरफुल, राइट? राइट, दैट्स द सेकंड स्टेप. नाउ गो टू द स्मॉलेस्ट मर्चेंट. हमने प्रोडक्ट लॉन्च किया डिजिटल शोरूम, जिसको मैंने बताया 5 मिलियन मर्चेंट है. कैटलॉग बिल्डर, अपना कैटलॉग बनाओ, शेयर करो, ऑर्डर लो, राइट, और वहीं से आप डिजिटल बिल भी दे सकते हो कस्टमर को, वो डिजिटल बिल पे एडवर्टाइज भी कर सकते हो. और हमने अभी प्रीमियम मर्चेंट लॉन्चर किया, आप वेब मोबाइल से डिजिटल शोरूम, मोबाइल से आप विद इन 15 मिनट्स अपनी पूरी वेबसाइट बना सकते हो, जिसके अंदर आपको वेबसाइट भी मिलेगी, पेमेंट भी मिलेगा, डिलीवरी भी मिलेगी, डोमेन भी मिलेगा.
तो बेसिकली किसी को भी अगर जैसे घर से कुछ बेचना है तो मतलब ही कैन जस्ट साइन अप एंड लाइक लॉट ऑफ वुमेन सेल ज्वेलरी एंड.
हम लोग आज की तारीख में 200 से 300 प्रीमियम वर्जन बेच रहे हैं डेली.
वाओ, ओके,
राइट. लोग अपनी, आप बिलीव नहीं करोगे, हमारे यहाँ पे लोग बाग बिल्डिंग मटेरियल के प्रोडक्ट्स की वेबसाइट बना रहे हैं. और कहाँ पे? बिहार के लोग. हमारे यहाँ पे लोग हार्डवेयर शॉप्स हैं जो अपनी वेबसाइट बनवा रहे हैं हमारे साथ.
ओके, एंड ये सारा सेल्फ सर्विस मॉडल है?
सेल्फ सर्विस मॉडल है, DIY. और आप देखो DIY हमने क्या सोचा, मैं आपको बताता हूँ. हिंदुस्तान इज नॉट ए कंट्री ऑफ डेस्कटॉप और लैपटॉप, इज ए कंट्री ऑफ मोबाइल.
हाँ बिल्कुल. हाँ,
आप मोबाइल से अपनी वेबसाइट बना सकते हो. अब इज रेस्पॉन्सिव, लैपटॉप पे खोलोगे अलग खुलेगी, मोबाइल पे खोलोगे अलग तरीके से खुलेगी, क्रोम पे खोलोगे एवरी प्लेस, इट्स आईपैड पे खोलोगे अलग से मिलेगी. इट्स अ रेस्पॉन्सिव. सो वी आर गिविंग कंप्लीट कॉमर्स इकोसिस्टम. अब उसको हम बोलेंगे कि तेरे को मार्केट करना है तो गूगल फेसबुक पे हम वो भी करा देंगे, तेरे को चार्ज डिस्कवरी करानी वो भी करा देंगे, तेरे स्टोर पे कोई कस्टमर आ रहा है उसको ये देना है तो एंगेजमेंट कराने के लिए डिटेल बिल के साथ ये दे दे. तो हमने क्या किया, उस कस्टम पूरे का पूरा डिजिटलाइज कर दिया उसको, राइट,
इंक्लूडिंग डिलीवरी, लॉजिस्टिक्स, सारा कुछ,
सब कुछ, सब कुछ पावरफुल है.
राइट, इट इज एब्सोल्युटली
राइट. अब इसका मार्केट बहुत बड़ा है. इसका मतलब मार्केट कम से कम, इट्स अ मार्केट ऑफ $500 बिलियन एंड एट इसकी रेवेन्यू कम से कम $5 बिलियन की रेवेन्यू बन सकती है. दिस इज पावरफुल, दिस इज सो मच पावरफुल.
हाँ, यस, बेसिकली पूरा ऑफलाइन वर्ल्ड इज द लाइक द प्लेइंग फील्ड हियर ना, इन अ वे.
ऑफलाइन वर्ल्ड और होमप्रेन्योर. मेरे यहाँ पे लेडीज है जो कि घर से होम बेकर्स हैं, दे आर क्रिएटिंग वेबसाइट्स. और लेडीज हु आर सेलिंग, लाइक आई हैव वन लेडी हु इज buying clothes from Karol Bagh and selling in Gurgaon. She's created a website.
Okay. So, जो ये जो storefront जो लोग बनाते हैं वो किस domain पे होता है? Like वो
अभी मेरे domain पे होता है. हम domain launch कर रहे हैं जो कि you can buy your own domain also. You can buy your own domain also, which is going to be launched in the next 10 to 15 days.
And इसमें भी वही same WhatsApp integration है, like.
तो WhatsApp थोड़ा costly पड़ता है तो कोई SMS लेता है, right? But if somebody wants to take the charge of WhatsApp, we're more than happy to give.
Achha, well, so these are like different pricing options. Aapko WhatsApp ko ye pricing hai iske. Okay. So how much does this cost? Again, taking that example of lady selling.
Website, aapko 2000 rupaye website ban jayegi.
Okay, wo one time cost hai.
Annually cost hai. Kahan se milti 2000 rupaye mein website kahan banti hai, aap batao?
Haan, nahi, wo to nahi banti hai, bilkul. Haan.
आप हिंदुस्तान के अंदर 2000 से लेके 5000 रुपए तक में अपनी वेबसाइट बना लो, इससे बढ़िया मॉडल क्या हो सकता है, आप ये बताओ.
राइट राइट. नहीं बट फ्रॉम लाइक यू नो आपकी क्या क्या वो सब्सक्रिप्शंस हैं, लाइक यू नो आई एम ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड फ्रॉम अ रेवेन्यू पर्सपेक्टिव, लाइक व्हाट ऑल वेज डू यू मोनेटाइज इट.
ये गेम ऐसा नहीं चलेगा, ये गेम पता कैसे होगा मैं बताता हूँ आपको वेरी क्लियर. ये गेम है, आप इनिशियली सब्सक्रिप्शन पे रेवेन्यू बनाओगे, फिर धीरे धीरे ट्रांजेक्शनल रेवेन्यू बनाओगे, धीरे धीरे फिर फाइनेंशियल सर्विसेज रेवेन्यू बनाओगे, एंड फोर्थली आप एडवर्टाइजिंग रेवेन्यू बनाओगे, राइट. सो दिस इज नॉट अ गेम ऑफ सब्सक्रिप्शन ओनली, दिस इज अ गेम ऑफ सब्सक्रिप्शन प्लस ट्रांजेक्शन प्लस फाइनेंशियल सर्विसेज प्लस एडवर्टाइजिंग.
व्हाट डू मीन बाय एडवर्टाइजिंग? मेरे को फर्स्ट ही तो समझ आ गया सब्सक्रिप्शन.
आप इस मर्चेंट को एडवर्टाइज करना है 25 जगह अपने आप को ऑर्डर लाने के लिए, राइट. who will help them in getting a better advertising done? We will, because we have a lot of database, a lot of ways of reaching out, which is the right way of advertising, which is not the right way. We'll give you the platform, right? So, usme hum advertise karayenge, to humarko bhi to 5% cut milega na? Right? So, cut is the wrong word, but basically,
if someone spends 100 rupees on advertising, 5 rupees will come to you, basically.
Yeah.
And financial services would be like lending, like credit.
Lending, payment. Yes. So, this business has all the three things. Like, duniya ke andar na, teen tarike se paisa banta hai, main aapko seedha bata hu, Akshay. या तो एडवर्टाइजिंग से पैसा बना सकते हो जैसे लाइक गूगल एंड फेसबुक ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, या फिर आप SaaS बना सकते हो लाइक AWS, माइक्रोसॉफ्ट, दीज आर SaaS कंपनीज, राइट. देन थर्ड इज बेसिकली फिनटेक कंपनीज लाइक लेंडिंग, बैंकिंग, दीज आर द
पेमेंट्स.
दिस बिजनेस हैज ऑल द थ्री. दिस बिजनेस हैज ऑल द थ्री स्टफ व्हिच इज अवेलेबल. SaaS पे भी पैसा बनता है, ट्रांजेक्शन पे भी पैसा बनता है, विच इज योर राइट, एडवर्टाइजिंग पैसा बनता है, फिनटेक पे पैसा बनता है.
Okay. And yeah, all these revenue streams are live. Matlab, sab activate kar diya aapne.
14 mahine to company ko hua hai, sari cheeze kaam kar. It is not the day one process, it's a step process.
And you are also a funded company, right? So tell me about that journey.
Yaar, ye bhi luck zindagi hai. Look, this is what relationships are. So when we were in NASP, when I was telling NASP that I want to exit, within 15 minutes, NASP told me that we want to fund you because we want to back you again. So NASPERS is backing me again. Then we have InfoEdge. Like I told, Nokia.com pe dekhta rehta tha aur Sanjeev Bikrani ne mere ko invest kiya hua. Jisko main jiske baad ja ke maine zindagi banayi hai, naukri dhoond ke. Uske right. Like second, third is there is Google is also invested in this.
Okay. So how did the Google funding happen? Matlab that's like must have been a journey of its own.
Nahi yaar, kuch nahi, simple tha. They hamara product hai. डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन है, अच्छा है, उनको पता है, उन्होंने आगे बढ़ाई बात, आगे पैसा देना है, खत्म हो गया.
अच्छा, कूल, अमेजिंग.
ज़्यादा टफ ऐसा कुछ नहीं था, बट टफ होता है, एग्रीमेंट्स वगैरह होते हैं, बाकी ऐसा जर्नी इज नॉट टफ. गूगल इज मच मोर इजी, लेट मी टेल यू, दे आर, आई थिंक दे आर फंडामेंटली वेरी वेरी गुड पीपल.
इफ यू हैव द नंबर्स, लाइक इफ यू हैव ट्रैक्शन, तो मतलब इट इज नॉट दैट डिफिकल्ट, यू आर सेइंग.
इट इज नॉट दैट डिफिकल्ट. Right space, right traction. I don't see any challenges there.
Okay. So, help me understand, is market mein aur kaun players hain, jis market mein aap ho, like jo offline ko online kar rahe hain?
Yeah, mere life ki bahut different theory hai. I never looked at competition from a competition angle. Okay. I think India ke andar opportunity itni zyada badi hai, uska reason hi batata. India ki per capita income kitni hai, GDP per capita income?
Yeah, I don't know.
It is lesser than Bangladesh.
Okay.
Or it may be equivalent to Bangladesh, right? Something like that. So, हमारे को तो upside ही upside है. हमारे side में downside क्या है? ठीक है. तो if we have an upside in our life a lot, then that means opportunity in life. तो opportunity ज़्यादा है तो आप हारोगे कैसे? हारोगे आप internally. और internal competition is bigger than the external competition.
What do you mean by internal competition?
Inefficiencies within the company, non-communication in the company, no single goal in the company, no clarities in the company, right? This is where you loses life, not outside. Internal competition is much bigger in life as compared to external. आप मेरे को सिंपल बताओ, अगर आप कंटिन्यूसली फोकस करके प्रोडक्ट अच्छा बनाए जा रहे हो तो कोई सा भी कंपटीशन आ जाएगा, आप विन कर ही जाओगे ना, क्योंकि अपॉर्चुनिटी तो पड़ी है ना मार्केट में, राइट. तो आई थिंक, और आपने फोकस करके छोड़ दिया और आप नहीं बना पा रहे हो तो कोई भी आके आपको मार देगा ना लाइफ में. इट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. इंटरनल कॉम्पिटिशन इज मच टफर देन द एक्सटर्नल कॉम्पिटिशन, लेट मी टेल यू, राइट. तभी तो मतलब एक दो चीजें मैं लोगों को बोलता हूँ, इंटरनल कॉम्पिटिशन. सो बिल्ड योर कंपनी विद इंटरनल पीपल, नॉट विद एक्सटर्नल पीपल. सो इंटरनल पीपल को इफ यू टेक अलॉन्ग विद योर लाइफ, यू विल डेफिनेटली विल द एक्सटर्नल मार्केट, राइट. सेकेंड चीज विच आई से, ऑब्सेशन इज बिगर देन द पैशन.
व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस ऑब्सेशन और पैशन में, मतलब हाउ डू यू डिफाइन? क्या
passion is basically is your interest. This is your proper interest. This is only your interest. Obsession and your interest, you don't think 24/7. Obsession is such a thing which you think 24/7. You're obsessed about it. You are just thinking about that 24/7. Passion is your interest. You do it for 4 hours a day or 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, right? Obsession is you think about it 24/7. Right? So if you're obsessive about solving the problem, you will solve it and you'll make it big. If you're not obsessive about it and you're only passionate about it, there are chances of you not solving it off.
Is the space something which you're passionate about and obsessed with, or is it about building a large organization?
No, I'm not obsessed about building a large organization. I'm obsessed about solving a large problem. Okay. And there's a difference. Obsessed about solving a problem and obsessed about solving a large problem. These are two different things. Huh? Okay. Obsessed to jaise agar aap mere ko large plane de doge, isko tod ke wapis jodna hai, I'm obsessed for a day about it, right? Or 2 days about it, or 4 days about it. I'm just thinking for the next 7 days to solve this problem. But if I have a large problem, I'm obsessed about solving a large problem which has a large impact, right? So to question and answer that, are you obsessed about building an organization? No, I'm not. I'm obsessed about solving a larger problem, and the derivative is that you have to build a large organization to create a more larger impact on it, right? So solve the right thing, results are derivative of it. What is Google? Google is a search engine, right? Sponsored search is a derivative of their search engine, right?
Yeah.
What is the primary goal of Google is?
Information to like...
Search engine, like information.
Organized information.
Revenue is a derivative of it, right? Same way, solving a larger problem is a problem statement for me. Becoming a bigger organization is a better organization is a part of that.
And for you, that problem statement is to empower offline businesses.
Absolutely. To empower businesses digitally. Yeah. Well, we can go on, but I think fundamentally, there's a thing, if you're not digital today, you will be left behind. You may not survive after 2 years down the line, 3 years down the line. Worldwide. Yeah.
What is it that you are excited about today in terms of next few years?
Personally and professionally, both, I'll tell you. Okay. Personally, I'm very much excited that this world has opened up with much bigger opportunities than it was before the pandemic.
In what way?
To what people were doing before pandemic and what people are doing after pandemic is going to be totally opposite or different, right? The way people were doing things before pandemic and the way people are going to do after pandemic is going to get different, right?
Things become digital. Is that what you're saying?
That's one part of the story. Even wearing a mask is not a digital, but you will wear a mask. Right? Large gathering will happen digitally. That's a different story, right? So point I'm trying to tell you is, what I'm more excited about is the opportunity which it opens up in the market for new people and new entrepreneurs to come in, right? Because the old way of doing business is going to go away, right? Old way of living life is going to go away. Old way of eating food is going to go away, right? So it is all going to be very different in life what it was before. And that opens up new big opportunities for entrepreneurs. And what does it mean? Let me just drill it down for you. Okay. The drill down here is that the businesses which are old, right, and supplying things on an old brick and mortar way, may not survive. They have to shut down their business and think about their business in a new fashion. Now, when they have to think about their business in a new fashion, it opens up either they do it or somebody else will come and do it and opens up a new doors for somebody or open a new door for them, right? So it creates a new entrepreneurship in the world now. आपको पता है मास्क सबसे ज्यादा बिकते हैं आज की तारीख में कॉमर्स के अंदर.
हाँ बिल्कुल.
अब टेलर जो कि सलवार सूट बनाता है, मास्क इज गोइंग टू बिकम इज द बिगेस्ट बिजनेस. हाँ
मास्क एज अ फैशन एक्सेसरी.
अब ना
ठीक है, सिमिलरली जो बंदा आज मोबाइल की शॉप लेके बैठा था आप घर के बाजू में, अब उसको डिजिटली कैटलॉग भेजना पड़ेगा, राइट, दुकान पे या फिर दुकान पे अपॉइंटमेंट लेके जाना पड़ेगा.
इवन मतलब हर चीज कॉन्टेक्टलेस करनी पड़ेगी ना, लाइक इवन
राइट
आप रेस्टोरेंट भी जाओगे तो वो सोशल डिस्टेंसिंग, कॉन्टेक्टलेस ऑर्डरिंग.
Yeah, so I'm saying everything in the world is going to get changed now. Right? How you order your grocery next door is going to get changed. Right? Drives. How you're going to drive on the road is going to... I'm honestly telling you, previously, itna zyada traffic hota tha, kya hota tha? You may see a less traffic. May see a less traffic. Depends on how long people will continue at home. Right? You will see people buying more home furniture... the way they buy office furniture. The office furniture will be home furniture. So you'll have office furniture definition may change to become office come home furniture. Or office furniture in a home way. New category will open it up. Like I need a table and chair at a home, which it looks like an office and I get a feel of office and everything. So new way of furniture will come, which will lie in the office. Right? People may shift from urban areas to rural areas now as compared to what it was happening to rural to urban areas, right? Because way of living life is changed now. You can work from home. So rural areas se kaam kar sakte, to why to be in the bad air? We can be in the good air also, right? Right? So a lot of things are going to get changed in the way you do things, right? A lot of new industries will open it up. Lot of new entrepreneurs will come in, and I'm more excited about it. And that opens a lot of opportunities for my children. I'm personally excited for my children also, that opens a lot of opportunities for them.
Okay. So this is at the personal front, and at the professional front, what are you excited about?
My business is personally DotPay is opening up a lot of doors and opportunities for us because now everybody has to go digital, and we provide the commerce ecosystem. So we have a great future. Yeah. Right. There's no doubt about it. A great future.
Are you looking at also doing acquisitions, and like, is that part of your roadmap?
Yeah, roadmap and hamesha hi rehta hai. Cheez achhi milni chahiye, strategically fit honi chahiye. We are more than happy to do. Yeah. Not that we are openly going into the market and we are an M&A guy who's constantly looking out for an M&A. No, we don't have. If we find something good which is strategically fit to us, we are more than happy to buy it. Not a merger, buy it off. Very clearly, no, that way. Whether it's a product, whether it's a distribution, anything.
If you're an entrepreneur looking for digital solutions, then do check out how DotPay can be your partner in your digital journey at DotPay.in.
Like the Founder Thesis podcast, then do check out our other shows on subjects like marketing, technology, career advice, books, and drama. Visit thepodium.in, that is thepodium.in, for a complete list of all our shows.